أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. With regard to this ayat, we have been discussing that first we should have this understanding that we have to be concerned about our spiritual purification. Every type of purification, our aqidah must be correct, and a person must be concerned about that, whether his aqidahs are correct, whether by ibadat is correct. That also right from the beginning, right from our ghusl, istinja, our namazes, outward, inward, our qaza, umri, everything a person must be concerned, all our ibadat. And then our business dealings, our monetary dealings, are they in order or not? That also a person must be concerned. And then our social meeting, our social life with our families, with people around, are we fulfilling the rights of everyone? Are we living correctly? And also after that, our akhlaq, whether that is correct. So that concern must be with everyone. And that is referred to in this ayat. And then after that, that we make an intention that we want to correct ourselves, that we want to better ourselves spiritually. That firm intention must be in us also. Then we go on to the next stage, that is now after the intention to do it practically. And for that, what we are accustomed to hear by the fadl of Allah, that it is with regard that a person makes a connection with whom he feels comfortable, and in his heart he feels that this person will be able to guide me to Allah Ta'ala. Then we make a connection which we commonly call to become bay'at to that person. Though that is not farad. Farad is our islah. That is what we have to be concerned about. And when we do that, we attend the programs which is called a khanqa. Like for a person wants to become an alim, he makes an intention, he goes to a darul ulum. He wants to become an engineer, he goes to a university. Then we go to that khanqa, and then we adapt ourselves there, and this is all that first we have that firm intention in us that we want to make our islah. And that is the foremost thing all the time. And then we choose a person whom we are comfortable with. And we see in our heart that who is the person that will be able to guide me towards Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, towards my spiritual purification. And here also one great deception comes, that a person feels that there are no more any buzurgs left in the world. All the buzurgs have gone already. Now they are just people like us, and they've got weaknesses also like us. For that, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gives a very beautiful example. He says, if we want to go to Cape Town by train, for example, we came to the station and the train has started moving already slowly. So the first class coaches are gone. Now only in front of us are the third class coaches. And that also without reservation, you just sit like that. If you really want to reach Cape Town, get into the third class coach, where perhaps the fans, if they are on, they don't go off. And if they are off, they don't go on. The windows, if they are closed, they don't open. If they are open, they don't close. But you sit there, and where this coach is connected to the first class and to the engine, you will reach the same place. Though with more difficulty, but you will reach there. And if you stay on the station, that I only travel by first class, I can't travel by third class, you will just remain on the station. So sit in the third class, you will reach there. And also one beautiful explanation our buzurgs give, that we want a first class buzurg and our share. But what class are we ourselves? We have to see ourselves where we belong. Are we first class? Are we third class? And it is Allah's system that according to every time, that according to that time, the sheikh will be like that, the murids will be like that also. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the caliber of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the highest, the most greatest, The people were also like that, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. We can't imagine what qualities the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had. So likewise, every buzur, according to the time, necessity of the times, Allah will put the buzurgs also and the leaders of that time. And if our intention is to purify ourselves, to reach Allah, that will be our concern. And we won't be concerned about what kind of a person this is. Just like we know a certain doctor is very good, for example, in arthritis. But he's got weaknesses also in him. He's got other problems also within him. But we want our solution, we will go to him. And we won't worry about his weaknesses. We won't concern ourselves about that. We want our ilaj. We want our treatment to take place, that is what we are concerned. And it gives that treatment properly, that is what we are concerned. We get treated, we get relieved of our problem. So we should go. And then after that, another great shaitan comes in our way, that we just became bayat, and we feel that is enough. No, there is again a process to go. It isn't difficult. Allah makes it that we can do it, but it is up to us that we do want to do it, and we do it that little bit. Some simple things to be done, and inshallah, then a person will get his purity of all his things. His deen will become pure, his intentions will be pure, whatever he does, his actions will be pure solely for the pleasure of Allah. He won't want to please other people, that's out of the question. He won't want to please his own nafs also. He will be always aware, my worst enemies are not the people around me, but they are unseen, my nafs and shaitan. And they are there all the time, and I must be on my guard with regard to them. When a person realizes this, he will complete his life, and in this life also he will live peacefully, and in the akhirat also. So this is the process Allah Ta'ala has given. May Allah Ta'ala make us all realize this, understand it, and follow it. Allah has given this time for this. The real purpose is for the purification of the soul. To earn our living, our rozi is fixed by Allah, but we have to make effort. Allah has made us responsible. We make that effort in the correct way, rozi will come. But our real concern is our spiritual purification, more than even acquiring deeni knowledge, etc. And more than anything else is the spiritual purification. Our intentions must be right, our purification must be there in everything, and for that Allah has shown this procedure from the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam right up to today, and it will remain till the day of Qiyamah, and it will remain everywhere in the world. Whether it is Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, whether it is in India, Pakistan, in Europe, America, everywhere Allah will make this possible for whoever wants to follow this and tread this path. Allah will make it possible, but it is for us to look for it. We think it is not there, it is there, and we have to look for it. May Allah make it easy for all of us and guide us towards this righteousness, inshallah.